Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the WuXi Biologics Annual Results Briefing and Most Recent Business Update Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today. I will hand the conference over to your first speaker, Ms. Irina Zhao. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning and good evening. This is Irina from Credit Suisse. Today we have the WuXi Biologics management team here with us, CEO Chris Chen, CFO Christine Wong, and the Senior Director of IR, Elian Wang. So I will hand over the presentation to Chris first to start up the introduce of the WuXi's 2018 annual results.
Thank you. Good morning and good evening. Welcome to join us for the 2018 annual results conference call. So I'm going to go directly to slide number 5, where I want to summarize the 2018 results for you. First of all, we're very pleased to announce that our company has achieved excellent results in 2018, with both operational excellence and also exceptional financial performance. Our revenue record high to RMB 2.5 billion. The number of integrated projects increased to 205. We added 57 new integrated projects. Our goal was 40 to 50. And we have 13 late-phase projects. All those demonstrate the success of the Follow the Molecule strategy. Moreover, our total backlog amounted to $3.6 billion, which set a solid foundation for the group's strong growth for the future. We continue to strive for excellence, and with the efforts, ingenuity, and dedication of our more than 4,000 employees, our adjusted net profit grew 74% year over year to RMB 751 million, and also our adjusted net profit margin was 29.7%, much higher than a typical competitor. So with slide number 6, it's very familiar to you if you follow WuXi, but I want to highlight our business model again. So our mission is to accelerate and transform biologics discovery and development and manufacturing. Our business model is called Follow the Molecule. Basically, we want to start engaging with clients early. We want to start engage clients when the project just gets started, either with a discovery or preclinical development. And then as the molecule moves through the clinic, our revenue grows exponentially. And when the molecule hits commercial manufacturing, we expect to receive $50 to $100 million manufacturing revenue per year. So that's a Follow the Molecule. So basically, that's inherently for each molecule, revenue grows exponentially during the phase. And that's to set up well for our growth. So slide number 6, we have more details on the business progress. This slide shows our business. Slide number 7, we actually see extraordinary business progress in 2018. The top left chart, you can actually see the average number of projects, number of integrated projects actually increased 40% year over year. And the top right chart, you can actually see the different phases of projects. You can see late phase project grow more than 100% a year. Early phase project also grow more than 68%. And then the preclinical project grow more than 20%. The 20% seems low, but if you consider that actually a majority of the preclinical project actually migrate into early phase and to contribute to the late phase growth, and that's why the 20% growth is still very, very impressive. And on the bottom of the slide number 7, you continue to see the revenue of our projects grow exponentially as the molecule moves through different stages. And we list here a total of 205 projects. And in the next slide, you actually see a lot more details on this 205 projects. So slide number 8, in 2018, we continue to fully implement our business strategy called Follow the Molecule. And we actually leverage our technology platform to attract more customers and gain more market share. We added a total of 57 projects into the pipeline in 2017. A lot of our competitors, after 5 or 10 years in operation, the total project is probably around 57. We added 57 projects in 1 year, while our goal is to add 40 to 50 projects last year. And our total number of projects now reached 205, and this is a very impressive number. In addition, actually a total of 10 projects were transferred from our peers, including one late phase project. That also indicates how well WuXi has executed on our projects and how the global clients trust us in executing our projects. So in this slide, we highlighted three numbers. Our total number of projects, 205, very impressive. We added 57 projects last year, and we also have 13 late phase projects. So each late phase project contributes near term in $20 to $50 million revenue, and that set us up very well for the future growth. Slide number nine, you actually see our phenomenal backlog growth. Our total backlog surged by more than 146% to $3.6 billion, and which is bolstered by both our commercial manufacturing contract and our WuXi Body launch, which generates a lot of milestone contracts. Our service backlog now increased by more than 243%. Now it's more than $1.6 billion, which the service backlog ensures our sustained sustainable high growth. And our milestone backlog actually almost doubled from $1 billion in 2017 to about $2 billion in 2018. This milestone backlog actually increased our margin, helped improve our margin significantly. And that's why we expect to, so for WuXi Biology, we expect both sustainable high growth on the revenue side and also improvement of margin. Among those, the 205 program, we also have many programs with royalties and milestones. I'll explain to you later on. Because the backlog, the concept is, I want to emphasize one point. If you look at the 3-year backlog, in 2017 it's $557 million, and then in 2018 now it's $811 million. This growth looks very moderate, 40%. But if you look at the nature of the business, in 2018 we actually converted more than $330 million of the backlog into revenue. So we have to grow our backlog by more than $600 million to achieve $811 million. That's why the backlog grows. Although when you look at the numbers, it's only 40%, but in reality, we have to grow our contract by more than 100% to achieve the 3-year backlog of $811 million. So both the service backlog and also the milestone backlog really support us growth for the long term. Slide number 10. I think this is probably the first time we actually fully outline our business strategy. I think all of you guys are very familiar with our follow the molecule strategy. Follow the molecule strategy, basically we start with the clients early, we engage them with the early stage. Because biologics are so sticky, biology projects are also so hard to work on. Our thesis is if we start early, and the project will naturally flow with us. That's called follow the molecule. Currently, we have 205 projects. Those 205 projects, if you use the industry typical attrition rate, the 205 current projects will probably contribute to about 25 commercial manufacturing projects in due time. And this is huge. Basically, you know, if WuXi's model is successful, we'll have 25 commercial manufacturing projects in the near term. Right? And then among the 205 projects, we also have 40 projects, more than 40 projects. We actually generate probably about $4 billion milestone payment and also up to more than $200 million royalties per year. And this is really the difference of WuXi Biologics business model versus our competitors. Slide number 11. So follow the molecule is a key strategy, but if you combine follow the molecule with our new strategy we just highlighted, it's called global dual sourcing within WuXi Biologics, then it actually become a perfect business model. It's a perfect storm. Essentially, we attract a lot of early stage projects, but when the project needs commercial manufacturing, we actually have a global supply network. So our client can pick from our supply network of US, Europe, and China. They can pick two places to make the drug for them. The reason that we design the strategy is biologic tech transfer is very difficult. Typically, biologic tech transfer and manufacturing are very difficult. Typically, for product approved, usually most companies want to prefer at least two sites to make the drug to ensure a robust supply. But tech transfer from one site to the next site is actually very expensive, very time consuming, also very difficult to achieve. Right? Typically, it's to a different vendor. So what we propose to our client, basically saying, instead of go to a different vendor for backup supply, why don't you stick with WuXi? And we take care of tech transfer for you. We do it within our network. We can transfer the people. We can keep the knowledge. We can actually have a backup site for all this manufacturing and testing. And this is a perfect strategy that we developed years back, but we just announced this conference call. It's called basically, if you combine and follow the molecule with a global dual sourcing, I think this is truly, we help our customers from beginning to the end, from concept to commercialization. And we have already implemented the strategy. We have signed two global manufacturing contracts. Both of those clients actually picked two sites from our global network. And then the one disclosed in the public domain is Amicus. So we become their exclusive manufacturing for both the drug substance and drug product. They picked two sites from our global network, one in Ireland, one in China, and then we'll be making the drug for them for the next 20, 30 years. That's a huge success for us. So based on the 205 current projects that I mentioned earlier, that translated into about 25 commercial manufacturing projects, and then peak revenue was about $2 billion. And this is actually if you follow the WuXi Biologics business model, this is really follow the molecule plus global dual sourcing within WuXi Biologics. That will help us securing about $2 billion peak revenue just from the manufacturing alone. Because of this assurance of a project, we also have a very, very efficient capacity planning. We call it on-demand capacity planning. We don't build a facility vacant. We build a facility when there's a need. We build a facility when the project already demand for it. And then if you go to the next slide, that explains why we're building a global network, why we're building in Ireland, why we're building in the U.S., and building in China. We also share with you, this is the first time we also share you detailed capacity planning from 2019 all the way to 2022. So our total capacity will be about 220,000 liters. If you're familiar with the WuXi, we also use next generation manufacturing technology. So those among some of the facilities, our 1 liter is equal to traditional 10 liter, even 20 liter capacity. So if you use a traditional measure, those 220,000 liter capacity is almost like 300,000 liter capacity by the traditional standard. I'll explain to you later on. When we go to the technology. That's slide number 12. Right, with the follow the molecule strategy, now I'm going to slide number 13. With the follow the molecule strategy, we know when we need a project, we know we need the capacity. We actually have the highest ROI in the industry because of that. So I share with you our four facilities that we are building or we finished building. We show with you the CapEx we invested, our peak revenue, and also how quickly we ramp up. So manufacturing one, we invest $70 million capital. Peak revenue will be $90 million. For manufacturing two, our relatively new facility was last year. So we invested $150 million, but our peak revenue will be $200 million. So if you look at our investment, our per liter capacity investment, CapEx is the lowest among the industry. And then our output, our peak revenue is actually highest among the industry. This basically shows the technology we use to develop those manufacturing facilities. For manufacturing two, our first year, last year, our utilization rate was about 30%. This year, now we're targeting 60%. This is actually a very fast ramp up if you compare it to our industry peers. Now I use the manufacturing three as an example. We finished the facility mid of last year. We almost run the facility at 40%, and because we only have 6 months of 20% capacity. So this year was almost running at full capacity, targeting 70%. Manufacturing four is even faster. We wouldn't have manufacturing four ready until this July, and now it's fully booked. So this year we only have 6 months, but we're running at 40%. That basically means 12 months running at 80% capacity. And this will show how good, if you combine the follow the molecule strategy with your how fast you can build a facility, you actually generate the highest among the highest return of the industry. So this is the first time we actually totally outline our business strategy. We have a follow the molecule. We also have global dual sourcing. With all those business strategies, the financial number actually come very naturally. So if you go back to slide number, if you go to slide number 14, you actually see our financial highlights. So our revenue grew more than 56.6%. Our gross profit grew more than 50%. Our adjusted EBITDA margin is actually highest among the highest in the industry, 42.7%. Our adjusted net profit, 29.7%. So that diluted EPS grow more than 100%. So this financial result was exceptional for us in terms of 2018 results, and we continue to see great momentum for 2019. And moving over to slide number 15, where you see key financials, we have more than 4 billion RMB of cash on hand. We have no borrowing. We have a strong operating cash flow. Our operating cash flow actually more than doubled in 2018 versus 2017. So it was more than 760 million RMB. We invested about $1.8 billion in capital and last year, and we expect to invest about $4.4 billion this year. So it's a huge capital investment. So as I explained earlier, if we have followed the molecule strategy plus global dual sourcing, this capital has come naturally because we need the capacity to support our 25 commercial manufacturing projects in the next years to come. Slide number 16, I want to give you a highlight on our recent operation. We completed our EMA approval. Actually, this is a surprise for us. Originally, we expect FDA EMA approval in May. Actually, today, we actually received approval. So tomorrow morning, you will see news that we actually received EMA approval already. So this is the first time EMA approved any biologic facility in China. Now we are the only company in China with both FDA and EMA approval. And WuXi Biology wants to be a technology-driven company. So we constantly invest in R&D, and you will see the result. That's why you have WuXi Body, the WuXia Cell Line, the WuXi App manufacturing platform. So R&D investment is increased more than 100%. Slide number 17. We continue to see more and more global customers work with us. We have 220 global customers, and including the top 20, including 13 clients. And also in China, we are working with more than 40% of the large pharma companies in China. So some of those names that you are very familiar with. So I'm going to slide number 18. More excitingly, actually, more and more companies want to work with WuXi exclusively. This is very rare. And in traditional wisdom, basically saying, don't put all the eggs in one basket. But a lot of our clients, they start to work with WuXi for 2 or 3 years. They find out how much better WuXi is compared to our global competitors. They actually are willing to sign an exclusive contract with us to give us all their future projects. So we have companies like Inhibrix, like Arcus, like the strong U.S. companies, and HA Immune, a Swiss company, AstraZeneca, a European company, IMAP, a Chinese company, ABL, a Korean company. So you see, companies from U.S., Europe, and Korea, and China are willing to commit all their future portfolio to WuXi to show how well we differentiate from our global competitors. Slide number 19, continue to share with you our follow the molecule business model. You see the number of clients increase over the years. You know, for the past 5 years, our average client number, CAGR is about 30%, close to 30%. On the bottom left chart, you actually see the average revenue per customer among our top 10 customers grow at a CAGR 53%. So this is truly an indication of how successful we are with the follow the molecule. Our top 10 customers have two reasons for the growth. One is that the project moved from early phase to late phase, and more and more revenue, as I mentioned earlier, exponential growth of revenue. And also, they give us more projects. So more projects, and each project has more revenue. That's why we can actually have the past 5 years a CAGR 53% growth for our top 10 customers. Because of this, we also see a great diversification of our client base. So our top in 2018, our top 20 clients actually only account for less than 2/3 of our revenue. If you look at some of our competitors, they probably more than 90% of revenue come from 10 or 20 clients. Now we really have a diversified client base. This gives us really the lowest risk in managing our clients. Slide number 20, very exciting results from the different geographic region. We call three engines for growth. North America continues to be our largest market. More than 50% revenue come from North America. Last year was 41.5%. But if you exclude a one-time payment from Arcus on a PD-1 deal in 2017, our growth was 60%, very, very fast growth. Europe, last year growth was more than 100%. This year continued more than 160%. And Europe now account for about 6.8% of revenue. And Europe, as all of you know, Europe is the birthplace of a biologic CDMO, biologic CMO. Now we have six companies in Switzerland working with us on 13 projects. This also shows that we truly have a global reputation and a global track record, that companies in Europe actually are traveling to China to work with us in Shanghai and Wuxi City. China is our home base, and China growth last year was was very fascinating, more than 77% of growth. Now China accounts for more than one-third of the revenue, close to 38% of the revenue. What's more exciting for us for China is a lot of investors are concerned about China last year because of all the reforms, the GPO, the group purchasing. A lot of investors believe that because of that, the GPO will reduce the margin of Chinese companies, there will be less in innovation. So I have always argued that the China reform will force companies to work with Wuxi because we are the only mechanism for them to access, to fast access innovation and to help them transform from a generic company to an innovative company, from a small molecule company to a biologic company. We actually see that in the numbers. So our second half, our growth was more than 100% in China. And that's, that was in the first half, the growth was less than 50%. So first half last year, our China business grew 50%, less than 50%. Second half grew more than double. I think both, and some of you are also very concerned about trade war. I think in North America, we still grow 60%. That in itself also is a data indicating that trade war has not impacted our business in a material way. And moving over to the next slide, slide number 21. If you look at the revenue base, now we are globally already top four, and in China, we're an absolute dominant player. We have more than three-quarters of the market share in China. Globally, we only rank below Lonza, Boehringer Ingelheim, and Samsung. We continue to grow market share. We expect we'll continue to grow market share in the global setting and in China, because globally, the biologics outsourcing market is growing about 19%, but we're growing about more than 50%. We're growing two to three times the market. That's why we continue to believe that we will be ranked higher and higher in the global biotech outsourcing space. Slide number 22. So we have 205 projects. They're all very exciting. Among the 205, almost about one quarter of them actually a first-in-class program. This also shows how good WuXi Biology is in handling the first-in-class program. We also have very diverse diverse portfolio program. We have 31 Fc fusion proteins, which is very difficult to develop compared to antibodies. We have 19 ADCs. It's more difficult than fusion protein. We have another 10 bispecifics, also more difficult than fusion proteins. So we have a very large portfolio of difficult projects. That itself also demonstrating how good we are. In the earlier slide, I didn't mention that last year we have 10 projects transferred from global competitors. Among them, a lot of them are fusion protein, ADCs, and bispecific, because apparently some of our peers don't have the expertise to develop those, and then they stumble. And because of the stumble, our clients are risking the timeline and spending more money to transfer the project to Wuxi so that Wuxi can help them and develop the project further. I'm going to slide number 23. The majority of the success of Wuxi Biology come from our talent, or come from our impressive talent growth. And it's really a secret for our success. If you look at the right chart, that shows our growth of talent. So this year, we expect to add another 1,500 people. So at the end of this year, we could be close to about 5,600 people in the talent base. We also have a very strong bench strength. That's why I share with you, I have more than 250 managers. I have 75 senior directors. So this is very this form the foundation for future success of Wuxi Biologics. A lot of investors say China is so hard on biotech. How is your retention rate? I want to share with you here. Our 2018, our talent retention rate is actually more than 90%. Key talent, so basically those performance, we consider top one-third, top 30% of the performers, actually our retention rate was more than 95%. Basically, only less than 5% of the top talent left the company last year. And this really shows how good Wuxi has been in treating our employees and giving them exciting opportunities and in helping them, with their career. So instead they reward the company with a good performance. Slide number 24 is a summary of our recent progress. I already mentioned that, but I want to highlight the Wuxi Body platform. We launched the Wuxi Body platform the last earnings call in August, and so only after 6 months time frame, now we added more than 10 projects from seven companies global in a global setting. I'll explain to you later on. So as I mentioned earlier, we just got FDA EMA approval. We were originally expecting approval in May. Actually, they approved us in almost like 2 months in advance. So we got approval today, and we'll issue the news tomorrow morning. our dual sourcing within WuXi Bio, that's really our strategy to differentiate in the commercial manufacturing setting. This is also the only strategy. This WuXi is also the only company currently providing this type of strategy of dual sourcing within WuXi. So that's why we signed an exclusive manufacturing contract with Amicus. That's why our service backlog increased significantly. And we actually signed another contract with another undisclosed partner as well. So our success already demonstrated in two projects with a dual sourcing strategy. And I already highlighted the China growth. Okay. So with that, I want to turn to the pages. I will talk about our technology leadership. I always want investors to look at WuXi as a technology company, because we invest a lot of R&D. We want to be ahead of our competitor in terms of all the technologies. I highlighted here six different technologies in page 26, and then when you have time, you can read it yourself. But I want to move to page 27 to highlight three. Our WuXi Body bispecific platform, as I mentioned earlier, we launched it in August of last year. Now we have seven companies working globally with us and with more than 10 projects. And the WuXia cell line is really our key driver for clients to work with us, because our cell line is really, really good. And we have our manufacturing platform can transform the manufacturing industry by reducing the cost significantly. Each 2,000-liter bioreactor that we have can have comparable productivity as someone else 20,000-liter stainless steel tank. So I'm going to explain to you a little more details about each technology. So I'm going to slide number 28. I'm on WuXi Body again. WuXi Body, basically, if you are following biotech space, this year has been actually a very exciting year for bispecifics. You see a lot of billion-dollar deals on bispecifics. It seems to be it's coming of age. So our platform is a WuXi proprietary platform. It's universal. You can bring me any antibody sequence. Seems like I can assemble a bispecific for you. I can also save you 6 to 18 months of time by doing that. We can also work on 2-valent, 3-valent, 4-valent. The key differentiating factor is actually the WuXi Body platform. It doesn't seem to have many CMC challenges. So we have, as I mentioned earlier, we already developed 10 CMC bispecific INDs. We are working on 10 projects right now. Typically, it's very hard to get 1 to 3 gram per liter for a bispecific project. So we have to spend 9 months, 12 months to get 1 to 3 gram per liter. So the WuXi Body platform is actually routine for us to get 5 gram per liter. The highest we got, 35 gram. It's amazing, astonishing number, 35 gram for the bispecific. A lot of companies cannot even do it with a traditional antibody, let alone the bispecific. So you see on the right side, you see we have a client from Europe, Oxford, AC Immune, client from Korea, ABL, client from US, Brie, and client from China. We continue to believe the WuXi Body will be a key driver. Each WuXi Body project will generate about $100 million milestone payment and mid to high single-digit royalties. And typically within the first 2 years of WuXi Body's contract signature, we expect about $2 to $3 million profit from each project. And that's why the WuXi Body platform, the exciting uptake far exceeded our expectation. And the uptake will actually contribute significantly to improve our profitability in 2019, 2020, and beyond. WuXi Up is actually our manufacturing process. And so we can, as I said earlier, each 2,000 liter using this technology, my 2,000 liter is equal to someone else 20,000 liter bioreactor. In terms of the output, also in terms of cost, with this technology, I can compete with anyone in commercial manufacturing cost. Slide number 30, talk about our disposable technology. So we are a global leader in biomanufacturing using disposable bioreactors already. So over the past years, we have already made 500 batches at an astonishing 98% success rate. So if you are familiar with the industry, stainless steel, if you get 95%, it's actually very, very good. Now with this technology, we can actually get 3% higher success rate. As you guys know, each batch is like $1 million to $5 million. So if you fail one batch, actually, it's a total net loss of your profit. But if you so each failed batch, you actually need 5 batches to compensate for that failure. So with this 98% success rate, actually, our profit margin is always higher than competitors. I mentioned earlier, with this technology, we can achieve comparable cost, and we can build a facility faster than a competitor. We can build a facility with less capital. We can have comparable costs. That's why we believe disposable manufacturing is truly a disruptive technology, and WuXi is now is a global leader. If you follow the industry now, most of the CDMOs are already learning from WuXi. They are building their own disposable manufacturing facility. I'm also very excited to announce that we are currently the largest scale disposable is 2,000 liter. We are working on a 4,000 liter disposable technology. So with the 4,000 liter disposable technology, if you combine with the WuXi app, that's almost like a 40,000 liter bioreactor. That will generate the lowest cost in the industry. If you are making this, if we can are able to combine those two technologies to make biologics for our clients. I think with that, I want to hand over to Christine to present to you the financials.
Thanks, Chris, for very thorough information that you presented. This is Christine, CFO of WuXi Biologics. I'm going to go to the details about financial performance in 2018. Slide 32. 2018, the group has achieved extraordinary financial results in 2018. The following chart shows the performance of our revenue, gross margin, and adjusted EBITDA and adjusted net profit. In 2018, the group's revenue increased by 56.6% year-on-year to RMB 2.5 billion. And from 2014 to 2018, our revenue CAGR reached 66%. The major revenue growth driver were, one, leading technology platform, competitive timeline, and strong execution track record, contributing to the more market share. Number two, more projects entering into late phase by the success of the group's follow the molecule strategy. Thirdly, expansion of new fat batch facilities of MSG2 and MSG3, enabling higher revenue from more projects in late phase. Gross margin increased by 54.1% to RMB 1 billion in 2018, primarily attributable to the group's strong revenue growth, along with the rapid increase in the number of integrated projects. The group's gross margin profit showed a slight decrease from 40.8% in 2017 to 40.2% in 2018, mainly due to one increase in share-based compensation compared with 2017, two, foreign exchange rate fluctuation during the reporting period when more than 70% of the group's revenue was in US dollars as the original transaction currency. And thirdly, ramp up of our operation of our second and third GMP manufacturing facility, namely MSG2 and MSG3, partially offset by our efficiency enhancement gained from our current manufacturing facility, MSG1, and our overall operation efficiencies. Our adjusted EBITDA increased from RMB 634 million to RMB 1.1 billion in 2018. Our GAAP net profit surged by 149.6% year-on-year to RMB 630 million in 2018, with our net profit margin up 930 basis points to 24.9%. Higher net profit margin was attributable to a strong growth in revenue, as explained above, and the increase in government subsidies, also with the considerable interest income as a result of our healthy cash flow, and also foreign exchange gains recorded for 2018 as compared to significant foreign exchange losses for 2017. Excluding the impact of foreign exchange gain or losses and share-based compensation, our adjusted net profit increased by 73.6% year-on-year to RMB 751.5 million in 2018, and adjusted net profit margin went up 300 basis points to 29.7% in 2018. The reconciling tables are in appendix on slide number 45 for your reference. In 2018, diluted EPS grew 118.2% to RMB 48 cents. Adjusted diluted EPS increased by 54% to RMB 57 cents. Slide 34. As Chris mentioned before, our three-region growth engines continue to excel. We are excited for booming market across all regions. In 2018, revenue from China and Europe increased by 77.5% and 169.2% year-on-year, respectively. Driven by favorable policies, the growth rate of China market is even stronger in second half of 2018, reaching 105.7%. North America delivered 41.5% year-on-year growth, excluding a one-time payment from Argus in 2017. North America grew more than 60%, which continues to be our biggest market. Slide 35. This shows the detail of our revenue by stages. As most projects are still in pre-IND stage, the revenue from pre-IND stage accounted for 57.2%, and the revenue from post-IND stage accounted for 42.8%. As more projects have progressed to post-IND stage, with our follow the molecule strategy, weightage of our revenue has shifted toward post-IND stage. Our post-IND stage revenue will account for a larger portion in the future. Slide 36. For the gross margin in 2018, direct labor cost, raw material, and overhead accounted for 23.1%, 17.7%, and 19%, respectively. Even with from the ramp-up of our new facility, our adjusted gross margin, which excluded share-based compensation, increased from 43.3% to 44.1% year-on-year, reflecting our scale and the improvement of our operation efficiency. Now, I turn it back to Chris for conclusion for the presentation.
Looking forward, we continue to believe that we'll gain market share. But I mentioned earlier that this last year we added 57 projects, probably account for about 30% of the global outsourcing portfolio. So essentially, last year, our market share was almost like 30% in the number of projects coming to Wuxi. We continue to believe that we'll add more than 40 to 50 projects a year. The reason is listed on slide number 38. So we have cutting-edge technology. I mentioned the Wuxi body, the Wuxi cell line, the Wuxi up. We have the best timeline. We are the fastest in executing any projects. You know, industry average about 18 to 24 months. We can do it in 15 months. Our record is actually 9 and 7 months. So we have cutting edge technology, the best timeline. We also have excellent track record. You know, so far, every project come to Wuxi, we delivered. As I mentioned earlier, last year we have 10 projects coming to Wuxi from our competitors. But so far we don't have any project going out to competitors yet. So, and then we have excellent customer satisfaction and high recognition. And that's why companies are willing to work with us and give us all their eggs and put all their eggs in our Wuxi's portfolio. And lastly, we have unparalleled capacity. So we can do 60 INDs a year, 5 BLEs a year. We have the largest scientific team in the world. We have more than 1,600 people as a scientist. We are building more and more capacities. Using traditional measure, we have close to about 300,000 liter capacity by 2022. Slide number 39 also share with us our long-term growth. We believe we have multiple growth engines to support sustainable high growth. So, you know, before 2018, everything we worked on pretty much is antibodies and a few recombinant proteins. Now 2019, the Wuxi body, the biosecurity projects come very quickly. So in the first 6 months, we launched the Wuxi body. We have 10 projects. We believe in 2019, we'll probably at least get 10 projects. In 2020, maybe 20 projects. So with 30 biosecurity projects, will contribute near term many milestone payments and also many service revenue. In 2020, we believe we may have two or three products approved, and with that actually come with royalty payments. Our royalty rate is as high as 10%. So if someone else sell for $100 million, they actually need to pay us $10 million. And then those royalties actually come in mostly as a high margin business. In 2021, we hope our vaccine business will continue a very significant revenue. So this highlight to you, really we believe we can achieve sustainable high growth. In slide number 40, I want to share with you some near-term catalysts. I mentioned to you earlier, we were expecting a May approval. It was approved today for EMA. That basically means the EMA agency does not have any issue with WuXi's quality system. And they actually only find very minor issues, and we corrected them. That's why they give us the GMP certificate right away. And this is the only company, we are the only company in China that achieved EMA approval and also FDA approval. In Q2, we also have manufacturing 4 online. As I mentioned earlier, you know, manufacturing 4 is online starting June, but it's already fully booked for this year. And that's our, it's a success of our follow the molecule strategy. DP3 is actually an ADC facility. We are investing in ADC so that we can make more ADCs for global clients. And as I mentioned earlier, we are working with our vendors to work on a 4,000 liter bioreactor. If we can make 4,000 liter bioreactor work, we can actually reduce the cost of making biologics further. And our 4,000 liter, we can make it comparable to someone else, 40,000 liter bioreactor. So far in the industry, largest bioreactor is 25,000 liter bioreactor. In the end of this year, we believe we'll have first IND for WuXi Body, our first IND for WuXi Up. So, and those are very exciting because WuXi Body, we have a perfect launch. We have a fantastic launch that far exceeded our expectation. But so far, it's really a product that's not approved, not proven in the clinic yet. We want to see how the clinic approves, show how good they are. And also, before end of this year, we expect 1 to 3 BLA filing packages. We are finishing about 3, and then depending on the clinical progress, so we may have 3 BLA filings this year. That basically translates into potentially 3 product approval next year, and then that will come with royalties and milestone payments. So a lot of investors keep asking how can WuXi be so successful without much competition. So on slide number 41, I share with you the big barriers for competitors to come in. We have an excellent IP protection. We have FDA, now EMA-approved quality systems. We're the only company in China, our top 10 globally. Right? We have state-of-the-art technology platform. I want you guys to remember us as a technology company. We are way ahead of the competitor in terms of technology. We are even better than some of the large pharma in technologies. We have world-class talent. I share with you, we can add more than 1,000 people a year based on the growth. And our retention rate is very high, and we don't have any issue of losing talent. Number 5, we have very good execution. Now, we really want trust from our global customers. So customers are giving us more and more of their projects, and they're also forming exclusive relationship with WuXi. And lastly, and this is a very capital-intensive industry. You know, we are investing about 4.4 billion RMB capex this year. We have very strong financials. We have more than 500 million in the bank. We generate also very positive cash flow. We have no debt. So slide number 42, in summary, I want to bring home this 6 messages. So I think this is the first time I share with the investors, besides follow the molecule, we actually have a secret weapon. It's called global dual sourcing with the WuXi Bio. This is, guaranteed, basically, what we follow the molecule is like we build a big funnel to attract the project, and global dual sourcing basically will keep all the clients happy, make sure, give them a global supply chain, robust global supply chain with a premier quality. And with this, we believe we're transforming the biologics industry. We have very strong technical leadership. We have a lot of capacity. We have very good track record. We have premier quality. And all those will continue to allow us to gain market share, both globally and in China. And our 3 engines of growth, North America, Europe, China, continue to show strong growth, with phenomenal growth in China and Europe, despite all those noise about trade tension and also about Chinese reform in the healthcare space. Lastly, number 4, we don't have any issue of continuing to attract and retain our talent, and this will help us expand globally. And technology is really a key differentiator of WuXi Biologics. We have WuXi Body, WuXi Cell Line, and WuXi Up. This will continue to allow us to gain more market share. And lastly, we continue to build a capacity so that our clients don't need to wait. We can start any project within 4 weeks. And this concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Chris, for your thorough presentation, and thank you, Christy. So I have 2 questions here first. So the first question is regarding your earnings. So you've achieved a very impressive, earnings. Thank you. I feel very well delivered. So basically, are you have any updated guidance for the next 2 to 3 years for both of your top line and the bottom line growth? That's my first question. And the second question, I actually had a, well, listened to your presentation. I actually had a very technical question in my mind, because it seems like you are a big fan of disposables. And then the old school, I think the old school CMOs, it's all using a mixed disposable plus the stainless steel, because the disposable now have a limitation of the size. I think the largest size for disposable now is 5,000 liter. So do you think you guys can overcome that size limitation for your disposables facilities while your scale up your manufacturing, while your project's volume become larger and larger? So that's my second question. Thank you.
Thank you, Serena. The first question I think is, so our lawyers our lawyers advise against us give any specific guidance, but that's why we give you so much. WuXi Biologics, let me go back. We want to be a company with a global reputation, with a company with an open and transparent governance. That's why we share with you a lot more information than anyone properly, than our peers. So, if you see the backlog, you see the growth. If you see the backlog on service and the backlog on milestone, you can even see the investment. You can actually infer that's why we believe we can have sustainable high growth, and both on the top line and on bottom line. As we achieve economy of scale, our bottom line will improve faster. As we had more and more royalties, our bottom line will go faster as well. So I think this business momentum will continue. I think actually 2019 will likely be a better year than 2018. And so that's the first question on the growth and on side. I'm very confident on the company's growth, and that's why we're hiring another 1,500 people this year. Okay. Second one is I consider disposable almost like a wireless phone. The stainless steel is a landline. Right? So nowadays no one uses. No one. I actually just disconnected my landline or in my home. So I think if you look at the competitors, more companies are going disposable now. Even our competitors, I think that's basically we are the lead global leader. We led the trend. So to go back to your question, with our 4,000 currently the largest disposable bio rack is 2,000 liter. We're working on 4,000 liter. 4,000 is disposable and 5,000 liter stainless steel almost the same now. So you can achieve the same. But we have two reasons. One is we call scale out. We can pour multiple disposable bioreactors to have a big batch. In Ireland, we put in 12 4,000 liter bioreactors. I can run 20,000 liter scale right now to compete with anyone in the industry. So we actually won two contracts already. This is not announced in the public domain, but we won two contracts competing with the stainless steel competitors. The other technology is with our WuXiUP technology. Every 1 liter can produce almost 10 times the traditional technology. Because of that, so our 2,000 liter is similar to someone else's 20,000 liter. Our 4,000 liter will actually be better than someone else's 25,000 liter. That's why we believe we are we have quite an edge in this industry. But this industry is heavily regulated. That's why people have inertia. So you can kind of see some company building stainless steel, but I believe disposable is disruptive. It will change the industry. And because of with the disposable, I already mentioned we have less capital to build a facility, higher success rate, and lower cost, and that gives us the highest return of ROI, return on investment in the industry.
Thank you so much. So, Britta, now we can open the line to the audience online. See if there are any questions there.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on the telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel a request, please press a pound or hash key. Please note we will take 2 questions at a time from each caller. If you have more than 2 questions, please request to join a question queue again after your question has been addressed. Our first question, Kamushan of Naresh Chuhan, please ask your question.
Hi there, thanks for taking my questions. 2 questions, please. First one on the service backlog. Could you help us understand what's happened there, how come it's grown so much, and how we should expect that to grow through 2019? And then the backlog within 3 years, can you help us understand how much of that is milestones and how much of that service backlog, the $811 million, because clearly the service backlog is much more definite than the milestone backlog, so that would be helpful to understand. And then the second question is, some of your competitors have been finding it difficult to continue to recruit talent without, one, increasing labor costs materially, and two, maintaining the quality. How are you finding the recruitment of, let's say, the 1,500 for this year, and how should we think about that going forward, 2020, 2021? Thank you.
Yep. So thank you, Naresh. I think the first question, it's actually custom in the industry. When you sign a big commercial manufacturing contract, you actually add all those in the backlog. That's why the service backlog grows significantly, because we sign a significant commercial manufacturing contract. So those are like the 5-10 year program, each year $100 million. That's why it increases so fast. So with 810 million service the 3 year backlog, 90% of them is actually service backlog. So yeah, that actually you can clearly see the growth for basically for 2019 and for 2020 with those numbers.
Okay,
I think the second question, is about how we can grow fast with people. I think that's actually our secret weapon. So we have our own system of training the people. We actually recruit mostly young people, what we call raw talent. We have a college in our own university to train them, and then after 6 to 9 months, they can be very productive. After 3 years, they become as productive as someone else in the U.S. with 5 to 10 years experience. So I have no doubt I can grow. I have no doubt I can add another 1,500 people in the next 3 or 4 years per year if we need to. So I think the challenge is how many projects can I get globally. I don't think the talent is not a bottleneck. Talent is not a bottleneck. CapEx is not a bottleneck. I think the bottleneck is basically how many biologies are there, how many new projects can I get. We totally de-bottleneck the industry.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Tony Ren, private investor. Please ask your question. Tony, your line is now open. Thank you.
Hello? Hi. Congratulations for the results. Yeah, I just wanted a quick question about the vaccine, which you guys talked about at the interim results. Is the project and collaboration with the Shanghai Haila still going on? What's the current status on the vaccine initiative?
Yeah, the vaccine project is still going on, and we are still working on it because we just started our efforts basically mid of last year. So we're still working on the company was registered. We are negotiating with a few companies also already on projects. So we'll announce the breakthrough when we have it. It will be either this year or early next year.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Wilfred Yuan from BOCI. Please ask a question.
Hi. Congratulations on the result. Can you give us more color on your China business, as we see a very strong growth in the second half? So more color on in China in terms of the client profile or the project nature, as well as trend you envision, that would be helpful. Thanks.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier in the talk, basically a lot of people believe the recent China sort of healthcare space will affect how WuXi Biology will attract the business. So I always believe the contrary. Now it's proved that I'm right. So now both the large companies in China, large pharma, traditional large pharma companies in China, and also startup, they all want to work with WuXi to access innovation. So the biospecific is actually a very good example. So we've seen even as late as last August, last March, if I go to a Chinese company, I said, I have a very exciting biospecific project. This is a project has a probability of success of 80%. They said, no, it's too risky for me. But now, when I said a project with a risky profile of 50%, they said, okay, I'll take it. So the risk appetite for Chinese companies is actually increased significantly, and they are forced to innovate, and then working with the WuXi. Now they're almost instantaneously they become they're working with a global leader, so we can help them transform their business from a generic business to an innovative business, from a small molecule business to a biologic business. So we continue to be very bullish in China. I'm not sure whether we can still grow more than 100%, but it will be very exciting. You will see a lot more announcements from us in China than last year.
Thank you. There are no more questions. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Yiro Wang from Pingway Assets. Please ask a question.
Hi, management. My question is regarding the CapEx. Basically, you have very strong growth of backlog last year. So right now, shall we expect some significant investment in terms of CapEx in the next 2 years? Thank you.
Yeah, that's a very good question. So our portfolio actually accelerated faster than we expected. That's why we also beef up our CapEx for this year. We continue to see a strong investment in CapEx for the next 2 years.
Can you share with us regarding the figure, which kind of investment can we expect?
This year, we are investing about 4.4 billion RMB. Next year, probably around 4 billion RMB as well.
Thank you.
That actually become a huge barrier for so those CapEx will actually enable us to generate about $2 billion manufacturing revenue down the road, but also become a huge barrier for competitors because we are investing so much.
Maybe another question is just now you mentioned that in China, out of the top 20 pharmaceutical companies, there are 40% currently working with you. Out of those companies who do not work with you, have you identified how many could be your potential customers?
Almost everyone. Because our technology is so much, our technology is probably 3 to 5 years ahead of anyone in China. If that's the case, if you don't, I have always said to Chinese companies, if you don't work with us, you are losing behind. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Julie T from CIMB. Please ask a question.
Hi. I have a question. In the you target 10, I think it was like projects of bispecifics in 2019. Is that included in the 205 number already? And are these projects of higher margin?
Yeah, the bispecific projects are of higher margin, but they're not included in the 205 yet because they are still in the discovery stage. If you look at our funnel starts with preclinical development. So they're probably among the 10, probably at least half will move into projects this year. So they'll probably contribute 5 to 6 new projects to us this year. And also, as I mentioned earlier, so each project will generate about $2 to $3 million profit in the first 2 years. So that includes improve our profitability as well.
All right, so basically this year, maybe 5 of these can be in the preclinical stage. Is that the correct understanding?
Yeah, this year, 2019, this year. Yeah. Because the contract signed last year will move into the funnel this year. The contract signed this year will move into funnel next year.
Okay.
So that's also
all that. And
that's an advantage also.
And that's another.
Please go ahead.
There's another page that says you had 220 customers in 2018, right? So I'm trying to understand how does this tally with 205 contracts?
Oh, that's a very good question. Yeah. We also have many clients who work with us on small projects. I only listed the major projects. The 205 is major projects. We also have many clients who work with us on very small projects. So the revenue is like less than $1 million. We don't count those in the 205. If you add up all the projects together, we'll probably have 500.
205 is the integrated.
Yeah, okay. 205 is a big project. 205, at the minimum, the project is more than $6 million. We don't count a project less than $6 million as a project.
Okay, thank you.
One earlier, I think I mentioned earlier, so the project we signed, the bicycling project we signed last year, will translate into going into the funnel this year. That's actually a huge advantage. So if you use traditional engineering technology to work on bispecific, it takes you 18 months or even 2 years. With our technology, it's probably 6 to 12 months. So that actually saves clients 12 months timelines.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. A follow-up question from Ira Wang. Please ask your question.
Hi. Just a quick follow-up. I wonder, should that, in your industry, how does that work? If any of your clients actually really want to walk away, so in terms of payment, how does that work? Thank you.
Can you repeat your question again? You mean how do we keep our clients?
No. Clients, if they decide to walk away, just like last year, you have like 10 molecules transferred from competitors. When they walk away, so do they have to pay any kind of, you know, payment? How does that work?
Yeah. So if we develop a cell line for them, if they walk away, they have to pay us royalties. But other than that, we don't charge penalties because we are confident we can keep the client. We don't give them penalty for walking away. But we have. With the technology we use, for example, we use disposable technology. Someone else uses stainless steel. So it's different technology. So they may have difficulty producing what we have. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no more questions. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand a call back to today's presenter. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you for joining us tonight. I wish everyone would have a good night. We are now going to conclude the conference call now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.